I'm WUWM Susan Bentz. Last night, about 100 people gathered for a vigil near King Park at 17th and Valide Streets. People were mourning the death of a 43-year-old man killed hours earlier by five Columbus, Ohio police officers. The officers, along with 4,000 others from across the country, are in Milwaukee to help bolster security during this week's Republican National Convention. It's in full swing about a mile east of the park. The actions of the five Columbus officers are under investigation. At a news conference Tuesday evening, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said the officers were responding to what they perceived to be a dangerous situation.
The officers observed a subject armed with a knife in each hand engaged in an altercation with another unarmed individual. The officers identified themselves as police officers and made several commands to the suspect to drop the knife. The subject refused these commands and charged at the other individual with the knives. At this time, several officers discharged their firearms, subsequently striking the suspect. The suspect is a 43-year-old man who sustained fatal injuries.
In Norman's estimation, the officers saved a life.
Again, two knives were recovered from this particular situation. Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life today.
Aurelia Ceja is among those not satisfied with Norman's assessment. Ceja helped organize what was a large and peaceful march against the RNC earlier this week. They were among a throng of people who urged Milwaukee officials long before the convention not to enlist outside police officers and suspend standard operating procedures during the RNC.
It's a recipe for disaster when you have 4,500 out-of-city officers who are coming in and are not at all familiar with the city and are told to be on high alert and high guard the whole entire time that they're here for the duration of the RNC. And it results in things like this.
The man who was killed by Columbus police has not yet officially been identified by the Milwaukee Police Department, but is said by family members to be Samuel Sharp, a military veteran who was living in a tent in a nearby encampment. The Reverend Radonte Ashford does not want the man's death to be lost in the political debate of the day.
There's a whole neighborhood full of people that are without homes, that are living in tents and without food and without water right over here. Where yellow tape is now being pulled up, there's somebody going to go to sleep tonight that's homeless and hungry. And so it's very important for us to extend our hands in some level of grace to try to help these people. And now they're probably living in fear. You know, why would a homeless guy have a knife in this area? Because he's probably afraid for his own life.
A number of organizations are demanding action from authorities. The American Civil Liberties Union called for a full and transparent investigation. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression is demanding suspensions for the officers without pay and justice for the man who died and the King Park community. The Milwaukee Police Department says the Columbus officers are cooperating in the investigation. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.